Last summer, our own Will Davis introduced us to podcast partners, highlighting established and emerging podcasters here in Chattanooga and the Tennessee Valley. With podcasts roaring in popularity these days, Will is back with our own podcast partners. Will, thanks for joining us.
Hi, Ray.
Great to have you back with Podcast Partners.
I'm glad to be back. There are so many talented podcasters in the Tennessee Valley, and this is our chance to kind of lean in and listen to them. Today's podcast partner is Stories from the Ridge from Macaulay School. And it's a podcast about their students, their staff, their faculty, and alumni. Now, I have no association with the Macaulay School, but I subscribe to the podcast, I listen to it because the conversations are always interesting. In this episode, the headmaster, Lee Burns, talks to the history teacher, Duke Ritchie, and presidential historian John Meacham on the phone, and they're talking about the late Senator Howard Baker.
Senator from Tennessee.
He was one of the leaders of the U.S. Senate during the Watergate impeachment hearings in the 1970s. But all four of these men are Macaulay alumni, and their conversation is both historic and relevant.
And timely.
Let's listen to a clip from Stories from the Ridge.
Hello and welcome to John Meacham. John, it's great having you on our podcast today. And Duke, thank you for joining us as well.
Excited
to have a conversation about the late Senator Howard Baker. And needless to say, this is an interesting time in the life of our country. I think it's a good time to reflect on Howard Baker. And I suspect that some of our younger listeners might not be too familiar with Senator Baker. So, Duke, could you give us a brief introduction to the senator?
So Howard Baker came to Macaulay when he was 16 years old, 1941, was here for 2 years, graduated in 1943, and then he went up the road to Suwannee and during the war trained there for a while in the V-12 program and then transferred to Tulane and then went to the University of Tennessee to law school and went back home to Huntsville, Tennessee, and a small East Tennessee town up on the Cumberland Plateau. And I went to work as basically a country lawyer in his dad's firm. And in the 1960s, his dad had been a member of the House and Congress, and Baker started to run for political office and eventually became a senator and eventually Senate Majority Leader, and then was chief of staff for Ronald Reagan.
John, one question for you. You have written, you're a great presidential historian. You've written books about American presidents. If you were to write a book about Trump one day, what might its title be? What might its thesis be?
The great question about Trump, I think, is less about him and more about us. What does his rise say about the American character and our dispositions of heart and mind? The uncomfortable reality is that, and this is not a partisan point, I'm not a Republican, I'm not a Democrat, I voted for both, plan to continue to, all of that. I'm on MSNBC and I'm George H.W. Bush's biographer, so you try to pigeonhole me. But there is something that is discomforting about Trump's rise, because if I'm right that there are more often mirrors than molders, then there's a huge strain of Trumpism in the life of the country. And that's unquestionably true, as Duke well knows. You know, all three of us come from a region that 55 years ago lived under functional apartheid. Right? I mean, it's just women have not been able to vote quite yet for 100 years in this country. In 1924, we capped immigration by national quota, which prevented us, when we chose not to undo those caps, from taking in refugees from the Third Reich. The American story is not perfect, far from it. The remarkable thing is that it's worked out as well as it has. So the Trump era, whether it's 4 years or 8 years or longer, is going to be about the characteristics, the isolationism, the willingness for to accept a level of coarseness in our public life. I was talking to somebody last night, mother of probably a 10-year-old and a 12-year-old, and she said, "I just don't know what to tell the kids." You know, we used to be able to watch the news, and you'd see President Obama or President Bush, and you would be confident they weren't going to embarrass you. Mm-hmm. But now you can't do it. And that's not a partisan point, right? I mean, what Trump supporters will say back is, well, he's a counterpuncher. Okay, that's fine. And it goes to a pugilistic instinct in the American character. So I think if I were writing about this era, the question for me would be, is the election of a self-evidently flawed and rough-edged figure to the highest office, is that an aberration, or is that in fact the natural result of a country that isn't quite as virtuous as it likes to think it is?
That was Macaulay School headmaster Lee Burns and history teacher Duke Ritchie and presidential historian John Meacham on the telephone. All four of those men are Macaulay alumni. And that was a clip from the Macaulay podcast, Stories from the Ridge, one of our podcast partners here on WUTC.
And Will, where can we find this podcast?
This is available wherever you get your podcasts. So any podcast directory, you can find this.
And of course, you also bring us StoryCorps each Tuesday here on WUTC.
Yes, Tennessee Valley StoryCorps every Tuesday during Morning Edition, All Things Considered, and of course, Scenic Roots.
Thanks, Will.
Thanks, Ray.